Why don't we just start, first of all, with you? You were a very successful businessman. Why now decide to run for Senate?
Well, it's because I'm very, very passionate about the working family. I myself started out very, very poor, and I was working for a living at very, very low pay for half of my life, and I became successful in the second half of my life. And so I don't forget how poor we were and how important it is to have a good job, a good education, to be able to have that opportunity to achieve the American dream the way I did.
So what helped you break that cycle? What helped you get out of poverty?
Education and GI Bill. Education was very, very important to me. I joined the military in 1974 and served till 1977, and I was going to San Antonio College while I was serving full-time in the military, and I used my GI Bill to go to the Health Science Center and become a dentist. That was after, working in the fields of California, picking strawberries. So the military was a very good opportunity for me. Then we moved to Dallas, and I was working 7 days a week to build that first little practice in Oak Cliff. And then we went to two clinics, three clinics, seven, eight clinics. And 26 years later, we had about 26 clinics grossing almost $50 million a year.
What do you see, or how do you see Texas being affected by the state's current leadership in Washington?
We've been under trickle-down economics. So Republicans have constantly took corporations overseas to build their factories in China and Japan, and they have cut down the amount of taxes that they pay. They've given them incentive to have their factories overseas by allowing them not to pay taxes on any money that they make off of those overseas products that they're producing. That's why we don't have manufacturing base. So I see them as being the reason why our middle class is disappearing.
You talk about, you know, trying to bring those manufacturing jobs back, or at least some of them. What can government do to bring more manufacturing, or to either create more manufacturing in the country, or to bring some of those jobs that have been outsourced overseas back?
Well, let's start by the reason why our manufacturing jobs went overseas. For instance, I will take an example of China. China has artificially devalued its currency 35%. And people in Washington have complained about that for the last 15 years, and they always end up doing nothing about it because the lobbyists, we have 100,000 lobbyists in Washington who spend $9.2 billion a year to buy our ruling class. Well, we cannot compete with that unless we speak out against those politicians. And if we are allowing our corporation to go over there and produce product and say it's actually China when in reality it's Wall Street corporations, by allowing them to keep that profit tax-free, they have no incentive to ever coming back. We need to make them pay taxes on profit that they incur overseas, no matter which offshore account they hide it in. We can produce things just as easily as anybody else. If China can train hundreds of millions of rice farmers to produce our iPhone and iPads, I'll be darned if we cannot do even better.
What would be job one for you if you're elected to the U.S. Senate?
Exposing all these politicians who have been talking one way and destroying America in reality. So they spin to their base, and some are on both sides of the aisle, but mainly the Republicans who have created this notion that the working family being successful is somehow detrimental to business.